for many years, it was all about don't fight the Fed with respect to betting against additional monetary policy accommodation. These days, that mantra is still going strong, except for the fact that now it's all about don't fight the Fed with respect to betting against monetary policy normalization. All of this has been long overdue after a massive grace period that was afforded to investors post-financial markets crisis of 2008. We had a wonderful holiday of the greatest financial conditions for markets of all time, but holidays can't last forever, and with inflation finally poking its head up in a big way in 2022, the writing has been on the wall and there's no longer any option for the Fed to be erring on the side of policy accommodation. The greater risk to the U.S. and global economy is the risk associated with rocketing inflation, and that risk is now being addressed, much to the dismay of global investors. All of this has translated to intense risk-off flow, with stocks under pressure and the U.S. dollar in the driver's seat. And while we may see attempts for some form of a relief rally, the risk continues to be tilted to the downside. We do think it will be interesting to see how markets like gold and Bitcoin behave in the weeks ahead, with both markets having taken a beating, certainly Bitcoin more than gold, but both markets offering plenty of reason to be wanting to head higher in an environment where inflation is running rampant and investors have a greater need for a move into deflationary assets that can hold value in periods of intense risk off. As far as levels go, we have a hard time seeing gold sinking much below 1800 or holding below that level for any meaningful period of time. And we have a hard time seeing Bitcoin below 20,000 for any meaningful period of time. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of an ECB Guindos speech, Eurozone industrial production, US import prices, Michigan sentiment, a Fed Kashkari speech, and an ECB Schnabel speech. That's all for now.